In the studio from the Whangaroa Environment Centre, I've got Jasmine. Good morning.
Atamaria.
So how are we doing today?
I sang that one. You do?
Is it easier to sing in Māori than English? I wonder. It's not a question we're here to answer, though. That should be my last...
Singing's not easy for me, full stop.
Yeah, well, you did well.
Well, no, it is, yeah.
But that, you should have gone my last interview, that topic. So the Whangaroa Environment Centre, are you... Should we ask what's happening for... Christmas, New Year break. Do you guys close the doors for a few days, or what do you do?
We're still working that out.
Too soon.
I probably will. We'll probably be like, I don't know. I'm intending to maybe just shut for the public holidays. I don't have any plans this Christmas.
Right.
So I don't know. We've got to work that out. It's on our list of things to do.
Mm, yeah. Okay, fair enough. It is early December. So what things are happening? You got anything today or this week? Or
yeah, we're kind of slowing down a little bit, obviously. So it's a bit strange. Usually I've got like a few pages of events that I have to rattle through. But what we do have is a couple of things going on today. One of them is our seed sorting is happening in the centre.
Yes.
So yeah, that's like once or twice a month. Some people get together and sort through seeds. That's either seeds that they've harvested from their own garden, or it's seeds that we've bought from King's. And they, some people like to fold cute little origami seed packets.
Oh, yes.
And other people like to sort the seeds into the packets. And some people like to label the packets. And yeah, so it's quite a fun little group. It's from 3 to 4:30 this afternoon.
And the Environment Centre in the Town Hall.
Yeah, right here in the Town Hall where the Environment Centre is. So yeah, if you've got some spare time this afternoon, you feel like having some low-key socialising, some sharing of knowledge around seed or growing, it's a really nice bunch of people.
And if you want to, is it a good chance to learn about seed sorting?
Yeah, definitely.
Just on the job sort of thing?
That's right, yep. That's how the discussion kind of naturally...
Seed saving is the phrase I'm looking for.
Seed saving, yeah. Because this is, we're really, you know, coming into the season where you probably want to know how to save all the seeds out of your garden, especially if you've got some beautiful heirloom varieties, yeah. If you grow something this summer and it just does exceptionally well... That's the type of seed that you want to save because it means that it, like, we've got lots of different climates around Whangaroa for our produce that does well. So, yeah, it may be that, yeah, good idea to save that particular seed and share it with your neighbours. Let them know that that particular vegetable's done really well.
Or bring it into the seed.
Yeah,
sorting,
or bring it in here. Yeah, and share it. Yeah.
Share it with the community.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. That's how we make our produce stronger, healthier, better.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Also this afternoon, from 4 to 5 p.m. is a time bank group orientation. So if you've been either curious about joining the Time Bank Raglan, or you've already joined online and you don't quite understand how it all works, then Meredith is hosting another group orientation at her house. So that's just like 1 hour. That's good opportunity. So that's 4 to 5 p.m. today at 6 Norrie Ave in her home. So you can register by emailing Meredith yourself, meredith.youngson@gmail.com, or you can email Timebank directly, timebank@whangaroa.org.nz.
Okay, and that's later today.
It is, yeah.
Okay, who's answering the emails? Is that you or Meredith?
That's Tanya.
Oh, Tanya.
Yeah, our Timebank coordinator.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Tanya with many hats.
Can we ask about... Because Tanya runs the Friday Growers Market.
She does.
Is that going all through Christmas, New Year?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Because none of the dates, the Fridays, fall on Christmas or New Year's.
Yeah, because those are...
So just going to keep going.
Monday, Tuesday.
The food does not stop growing.
No.
And we do not stop eating. We just eat more.
yeah. So that'll be something for visitors to enjoy as well if they
can.
That's
right. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And actually, it'll be even busier at that time of year. So really, I mean, especially we're heading into school holidays, we're going to have all of those people flowing in to town. So if you've got excess produce, you want to jump on that train.
Yeah.
And do you still have the table, which is
the community stall?
Yeah,
we do. Yeah. So if you've got excess produce that you'd really like to sell, this is a easy way to do it. If you don't fill a stall, and that's been putting you off, or you just want to trial the growers market, you don't know what it's like, you want to see if it's for you, the community stall is a really great way to do that. Like you're only dedicating the market's 2 hours from 5 to 7, so there'll be a little bit of setup before that and a little bit of pack down at the end, and that's it really. So get in touch with Tanya, and her email is growersmarket, all one word, @whaingaroa.org.nz.
Okay, awesome. And other things happening this week?
Yeah, so you already know, Aaron, but we've got the Aotearoa Plastic Pollution Alliance in town. They've started arriving into town today or last night.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I know the chairperson, Liam Prince, he started the rubbish trip, which is a really amazing, incredible organisation. Look them up. He's also a researcher for the Zero Waste Network. You'll get all of this off him tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm planning to interview
You need
Liam.
To research him first, don't you?
That's why you see me making notes.
Yeah, yeah, he's in here tomorrow, isn't he? Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him at 8:30.
Yeah. So I saw on Instagram he posted a photo of our poster of Science Night outside on the town hall.
Oh, yeah, cool.
At 7:30 this morning, so he was already scouting town looking for coffee.
Before either of us were here, that's for sure.
Yeah. So they're having their annual hui in Raglan this year, because there are a few members of so it's Aotearoa Plastic Pollution Alliance, or their acronym is much easier to say, which is APPA. APPA. So I've been helping them organise that, along with another local, and the hui is going to be in the supper room here in the town hall.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday. I believe anyone can register, so if anyone's interested, you can head over to their website and you can register. But they are doing a takeover of Science Night for December, which is
right.
There's a little bit of a different schedule to the usual schedule of events.
So
it's not on a Wednesday night either.
Yeah, that's what I was going to check. So, I can see the poster behind your head.
I know.
Thursday.
Yeah, we had in order for it to work, it has to be on a Thursday. So there goes my always on a Wednesday. So outside of this particular December Science Night, but otherwise ignore it. It's always on a Wednesday, except for this month.
Yeah.
Just to confuse things. But it's also going to be in the courtyard of the pub.
Oh, out the back.
Out back. So, so instead of being in the front bar, which is where it usually is, the last Science Night in November, we found that was really, really hot. We're going to take it outside.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
It'll be much nicer, you know. So, head out to the courtyard to find us. 6 to 7 p.m. So, they're taking over Science Night. Get back to what it's about.
Yeah, exactly what's happening.
I'll tell you what's happening. So Liam is going to he's going to facilitate a special panel discussion. So on that panel we have got Jackie Forbes of Parekore.
Yes.
Rachel Goddard, who's the Climate Action and Sustainability Manager for the Waikato District Council. And Rick Thorpe, who's the co-founder of Extreme Zero Waste and the co-founder and a current trustee and board member for the Zero Waste Network. Mm-hmm. We've got Jess Hill from Dreamview Creamery and myself.
Okay.
Yes, and I feel a little bit intimidated to be on a panel with those people, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, some of them are a lifetime's work or at least half a lifetime's work in the area.
And little old me.
Yeah, so it's a panel. Will there be any presentation first, or is it straight into a Q&A?
We've only got an hour, and there's 5 panel members, so it'll basically be Liam facilitating a discussion between the five of us on what's happening around plastic waste in Whangaroa.
Okay.
And also, you've got a couple of panel members who are working on a national level.
Yeah.
And of course, Dreamview are outside of Whangaroa now. They're supplying a lot more than just us.
Well, they've been supplying Hamilton for a while, or parts of Hamilton. So
I believe they're supplying Auckland as well. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, a friend of mine buys Dreamview in Auckland.
Better look
I
out.
Don't know if that's true. We'll find out.
How big's the farm? How many cows have they got?
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of Dreamview, wasn't it? That it's also quite small. I don't know. We'll find out what's going on.
It's a family farm.
It is. It's really awesome what they're doing.
Although I know, like Craig, who is one of our volunteer DJs there, he also does a little bit of work for them, so they have extra people.
Ah, right.
I mean, they employ a lot of people to drive the trucks and sort that side of it out, but sometimes he helps with milking as well, so they do employ people to do that kind of thing as well.
Oh, yeah, I did milking once when I was a teenager. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How'd that grab you?
The 4 a.m. starts or...
Oh.
Yeah.
The pain.
Oh, no, it was fun.
Oh, you like, okay.
Yeah, we had great fun. Oh, it was hard getting up, but it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's the getting up. That's the trick. Yeah, the difficult bits.
I've got a big farming background. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Me less so. We're pretty much at the end of the show. You've got a song. We've chosen a song that you want to play.
Yeah, I just really, really want to let people know, the community know, that usually, we do have someone from outside, on a specific topic, but this Science Night on Thursday night is a really good opportunity to network. There's going to be the 20 to 30 members of APA, Aotearoa Plastic Pollution Alliance, who are coming from all over the country for this annual hui. Mm. And they're going to be at Science Night because their day finishes up at 5 p.m. here at the Town Hall. So they're going to be heading over to the pub.
Harbourview, yeah.
And there's going to be, it's a really good opportunity to network and meet and talk to all of these members from around the country who work, like, some of them are really incredible researchers. Even the Hui, I think we've got, just incredible researchers, scientists, activists, artists, like people who work in, like, who work all year volunteering to look at what's happening around plastic pollution nationally and globally. Mm. So, yeah, this is going to be a really special science night to end, to round up the year, a year of really amazing science nights. So, get over there, get to the pub early,
All right, and the song we're playing, we've chosen Moa and the Moa Hunt.
Yep, I think it's
Moana and the Moa Hunters track.
Fitting for today. Moana... is actually just an incredible person, incredible interviewer, incredible activist. She's done so much amazing work. I really admire her. And this song came out in 98. I remember when it came out. In fact, every song that she's brought out is just inspiring, like from working, from Moana and the Moa Hunters right through to Moana and the tribe. Get listening, and it's a really important day today. And the song, says it all.
This is called Treaty.
Thank you.
In case you're wondering. Oh, hold on.
Oh, what are you doing, Aaron?
We've got technical issues. Hold on. Stand by. I'm going to bring that up there. Then...
Sorry,
it's
me throwing a curveball with a song.
No, it's the technology. I'm not on top of it. Here we go. It's Treaty, Moana and the Moa Hunters.
Played this a few times today.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Represent the red, white, and black from the abyss. Erupt like through a pit who cover the land like mist. Out of my 84, Uri Uri Gidea, Wadamai, hit the voice of Tibuna. Echo throughout the valley, under what was signed, curse in 1840. Attacking our peace, spirituality, self autonomy, 4-4 with the vengeance, resurrect, organized to seek justice, so uplift, fences assured. Takahia!
Won't go away, treaty won't go away. Won't go away, treaty won't go away. in the hearts
subjected
of mankind.
To apartheid, segregated, separated from my culture, destroyed from within, deprived of heritage in the system, swearing allegiance to the Queen of Mother England. See no longer to the tongue of the charge you hear from the angle of Tangarawhenua, engulfing craniums with this from the cerebellum.
Them belly full, but we
hungry for knowledge of self, restrict this emphasis and the upliftment of consciousness.
Won't go away.
Up tonight, no one can sign a way out, birthright.